Good morning and Merry Christmas. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr. Our scripture comes from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 58 through 59. They threw him, Stephen, out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." The sacred exists within the secular, meaning our spiritual lives exist within the human condition. The early church tried to separate the sacred from the secular, that is, the spiritual from the human. Today we feel it all around us. Stores immediately begin to strip Christmas product from their shelves. Radio stations return to their regular programming. And yet the church has just begun to celebrate the Christmas tide. Prior to this, the church resisted the celebration of Christmas in hopes of creating space for Advent. And now the church celebrates Christmas until Epiphany on January 6th. In today's passage, Stephen, one of the first seven men chosen by the apostles to share the work and ministry of a deacon, is stoned to death by the supporters of Saul, who later becomes Saint Paul. These two men, Stephen and Saul, cross paths at a time when the difference between the sacred and the secular was a matter of life and death, literally. But even in this most horrific moment, Stephen calls out in faith and hope of a power bigger than the situation and bigger than himself. He physically and spiritually cries out for Jesus to catch his soul. I invite you to reflect with me today upon the demand imposed upon you by the birth of the Savior of the world. From an earthly perspective, this demand can appear overwhelming. But from the perspective of faith, we recognize that his birth is nothing more than an opportunity for us to enter into new life. We are called to enter a new life of grace and total self-giving. Let yourself embrace this Christmas celebration by looking at ways you are being called to give of yourself more completely. Do not be afraid to give everything to God and others. It's a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Worth giving is made more possible by the precious child. Today's closing prayer can be found on page 237 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Feast of Saint Stephen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lord of glory, for the example of the first martyr, Stephen, who looked up to heaven and prayed for his persecutors to your Son, Jesus Christ, who stands at your right hand, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning for a new Christmastide devotional. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one earthly things and heavenly, fill you with your joy and peace, and the peace of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.